This is Steve Goss on 90.1 WABE, where it's time to carve out a space for Mara Davis and Mara's music mix with everything you need to know about the weekend's best concerts. Good morning to you again, Mara.
Good morning, Steve. It's good to see you. You're wearing a bright orange shirt. You're feeling very festive today.
I took a hint from you and got rid of the button-down long-sleeve shirts because it's summertime.
That's right. You're so summer fresh. Let's start with the queen of funk. I'm talking about Chaka Khan. She is coming to town, and she has so many hits. And, you know, this is significant because she was just in rehab, you know. So she, Chaka Khan, had to take a break from touring. So this is her return show.
Yeah.
Where she's just coming back to play all the songs that you love. Of course, like I Feel For You, which was written by Prince. I'm Every Woman, which was a huge hit for her, and also Whitney Houston. And so this is going to be a big show. I know Rose Scott is very excited for this.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rose has been, every other word she's been saying for the last 3 months has been Chaka Khan.
That's right. So I think this is going to be a great return. She's even said, quote, "I'm thrilled to be returning to the stage and honored that my first show back on the road will be in Atlanta. I look forward to reconnecting with my fans there."
Yeah. Yvette Marie Stevens, Chaka Khan. I remember when I was in college, way back, she was with the band Rufus, as we all know. And it was 1974. They played on the library steps of Monmouth College in Monmouth, Illinois. And no one outside Chicago had heard of them. And Chaka Khan just blew everybody away. The jaws just dropped, going, "We've never seen a performance like this."
Oh, yeah, the voice, yeah. The hair, the soul, it's all there. And that's going to be a big, big moment for her coming back after getting herself well. So we look forward to that. That's Chaka Khan at the Cobb Energy Center tonight.
Next on your list are a couple of AC bands or artists that were certainly part of the Peach Radio musical core back in the 80s and 90s. Richard Marx and the Little River Band are performing together.
Yeah, this is sort of a light rock extravaganza for you, which is, I put that in all capital letters for you, Steve Goss. Now, Richard Marx is a major hit maker. He has written so many songs, and you know he's worked with NSYNC and a lot of other bands, but also his hits, Should've Known Better, Hold On to the Nights, Endless Summer Nights, Right Here Waiting for You, Beautiful Goodbye. I mean, he is just packed with hits.
And he's married to Daisy Fuentes.
He just got married, yeah, about a year ago.
Yeah, so good for him. Yeah, we brought him to town a couple times back in the day, and I remember at one time he played in the atrium of the Omni International Complex downtown.
Oh, that's neat.
It was a Christmas show. Came in, did a few songs, and then caught a plane out.
How big was the mullet? Was it a
it was pretty big.
Small, medium, or large?
It was a medium-sized mullet.
Okay. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Also, with them from Australia, the Little River Band, another band with so many hits that I probably sang at the top of my lungs, like Reminiscing and Lonesome Loser, some of those, you know, yacht rocky songs.
Cool Change.
Oh, Lady, Help Is on the Way. Come on now, that's going to be a good double bill.
We should point out, though, that this iteration of the Little River Band does not include any of the original members.
Does it matter?
No, as long as they sound like as long
right.
as they sound good.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Little River Band. Richard Marx, it would kind of matter if it wasn't Richard Marx. Little River Bands, as long as it sounds close, I'm good with that.
In fact, I think I'm going to go out on tour as T-Rex, since all the members of that band, I think, have passed away.
I think that'd be good.
No one's going to know.
That'd be good.
Bang
that'd
a gong, good. Yeah. Jeepster, watch out for me.
Breaking out the deep cuts with Jeepster. That's Richard Marx and the Little River Band at Chastain tonight. So I love a great music story, and that is really what we've got with Kashana Armstrong, who's going to be playing at Venkman's. She was formerly a music therapist, so she would work with people who were having a tough time. And she really decided, you know what, this is what I want to do. And she went to UGA. She studied the oboe and thought that maybe she would get into that lane, but she settled on guitar. And she is quite the singer-songwriter. She has done a couple of TED Talks where I've seen her play, and she's got a big, big sound and a big presence.
Musical therapy. I think music is therapy to a lot of us. I get joy out of songs. I feel comfort from songs. And as you pointed out, on some songs, my inner funkiness comes out. So, but a little nugget about Kashana Armstrong. She's from the same hometown as Vanna White in South Carolina.
Well, that's buy a vowel and bring that on home and solve the puzzle.
Troubles are floating around.
That's Kashana Armstrong at Venkman's tonight.
Good to see one of our favorite bands is back in town playing at Terminal West, Little Tybee.
So I'm into the story about Little Tybee because, you know, I love social media, and their Instagram page has a new inspiration with their self-titled album called Little Tybee, of course. Brock Scott had his dad's old General Electric radio and was so inspired by it and took it on a road trip with him. He sent out the radio to a lot of people, asked his fans to take photos of the radio that they bought a bunch of old ones on eBay, and to travel around, have the radio in different places with the Little Tybee music playing in the background. They got over 200 submissions, and it's really interesting to see this old radio all over the world. So if you look at Little Tybee's Instagram page, you'll see what the fans have submitted. It's pretty neat.
Well, there's a new mascot, a new logo for future albums for them. Just put the old GE radio on the cover.
I think it's such a great way to interact your fans into a band, into sort of, you know, it goes deeper than just the music. It just goes to show you how you can connect with music in so many different ways in so many different places. That's Little Tybee at Terminal West tonight. So earlier we were talking about the Queen of Funk, and now it is time to get into the King of Funk. George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, they're coming to town. And this is going to be a big show, especially because George Clinton had an accident recently, so he hurt his back. So he's just starting to get himself better again. He's been performing a little bit in a chair, but he has been getting up and grooving around. But over 2 hours of funk, rock, and blues. I mean, Atomic Dog and Maggot Brain. You know how many times people used to call the radio station asking for Maggot Brain?
75 years young, George Clinton. I remember Parliament and Funkadelic when I was in college. It was a big deal. It was like this is a new type of music for a lot of people. And a lot of folks didn't know what to make of it, but yeah, they're hugely successful.
Yeah, the hair and the look and the whole feeling of the band, and it really paved the way for a lot of hip-hop artists today.
We want that funk. We got to have that funk. And I mean now. It's good to see him on the road. I mean, it's great that he's still doing it.
And if Steve Goss wants the funk, Steve Goss is going to get the funk. That's George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic at Lakewood on Saturday night.
So we've been talking about the 70s here and there, which was a great decade. And there's a big 70s show coming to Verizon Wireless Boston. Oh, gosh. Were they huge? I mean, their debut album, Boston, came out, what, in 76?
I mean,
17 times platinum since then.
It pretty much defined my classic rock radio career. I mean, Foreplay, Long Time, Smokin', I mean, Rock and Roll Band, so many of those songs. And then they had a second life, too. Remember Amanda?
Oh, yeah.
I want to take you by surprise and make you realize. Those were some rhymes there, Steve. It's pretty good. And also Dennis DeYoung, I mean, who quit Styx and now suddenly he wants to be back out on the road again. I mean, that's a good, you know, behind the music right there. So now Dennis DeYoung is performing. He's performing his hits. You know, he had a lot of the big Styx hits. Obviously,
Babe,
Come Sail Away. So
Lady.
He's performing too. So again,
Mr. Roboto himself.
That's right. And you're going to hear that. And it's funny how that's become sort of a ironic pop classic, as it was kind of the death of the band at the time. Now people won't they'd be so disappointed if you don't get Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, when that came out, it was like Mr. Ridicule. What what were they thinking or smoking when they decided to produce this album?
Don't know, but we still remember it right now, and that's why they're coming to Verizon Wireless. That's on Saturday night, Boston and Dennis DeYoung. So laying the groundwork for a lot of today's country music artists is Clint Black, who has had a tremendous career. And he's been quiet. I haven't heard that much from him, but, you know, if you're a country fan, you know Nobody's Home and Like the Rain. He's, you know, one of country's biggest stars, and now he's coming to the South Side.
I think what sort of derailed his career for a while was that lawsuit he had with his manager. And what Clint Black mistakenly did was he signed away his publishing rights to all of his music for the first 8 albums that he recorded. I mean, he got...
Isn't that tough? That's like another John Fogerty story.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's got to be heartbreaking, because when you're starting off in the music industry, you're just so happy that anybody wants to sign you or do anything with you, and then you don't realize what you're signing. But he's going out on the road, and hopefully he can make some of that money back, which is why we're telling you to go see him, support him.
Right. And he's still married to Lisa Hartman, I assume.
Yeah, great couple. Yeah. Great couple. That's Clint Black at Southern Ground Amphitheater on Saturday night. Infinite Energy Center is going to be filled with people who are jumping up and down in sync while two guys in ski masks perform. I'm talking about 21 Pilots, and they have a huge following on pop radio, but from what I'm hearing is that their shows are bonkers, that their fans go nuts. There are pyrotechnics, great light shows. You probably know the song Rye. That's one of their biggest songs. I'm taking my time on my ride. Taking my time on my ride. Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn, I mean, they put on a show.
Their second album came out a year ago, Blurry Face. It's sold over 1 million already. And you mentioned the song Ride. 105 million YouTube hits on that song. And that's on the new album. That's in a year's time, less than a year's time. These guys are really big.
Yeah, huge, huge band out of Milwaukee. But they you know, I like that it's a show.
So they sound good, they look good.
Yeah,
a lot of energy.
That's 21 Pilots at the Infinite Energy Center on Saturday night.
I wasn't that familiar with Gabby Marino. I'd only seen a couple of things that she'd done on the internet. And my gosh, what a voice, what a performer she is.
Well, she's from Guatemala. She's a blues singer. And why I was so taken with Gabby is that you're not used to hearing R&B or blues, traditional blues songs in Spanish. And that was so unique. I started watching her on one of the NPR Tiny Desk series that was filmed in 2011. And usually, you know, you watch those and you kind of come in and out on them. I couldn't stop watching her. She is mesmerizing. She's coming to Smith's Old Bar. She's actually, did you know she did the music for Parks and Recreation too, which was a fun fact about her. I thought that was really cool. And she's doing a song for a new Disney show. So I think there's a lot going on with her, and she is doing a 2 p.m. show at Smith's. You know who I love an early show.
She actually toured with Hugh Laurie, the guy from House, who's also a singer and actually performed a couple songs on his album that came out a few years ago.
So. I think she'll be great. I want to try and go to this show because I think she's just really something special. Very, very unique. That's Gabby Moreno at Smith's Old Bar at a 2 o'clock Sunday show. Check it out.
Watch out Piccadilly. Mara's going to be there right after the show.
You know I love an early one. So, you know, it's not often you can talk up a dobro master. There are not many of them, but one of them is coming to town. 13-time Grammy Award winner Jerry Douglas is coming to Terminal West, and you probably know him from Alison Krauss
Union Station. Yep.
So this is going to be a really, really good show. If you like bluegrass or Americana, he pretty much does it all.
Yeah, he's a lap steel pedal guitarist, probably one of the best in Nashville, which is why he's performed with virtually every country music artist. I think he's performed on like something like 1,600 different albums.
It's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
And still going.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a great show. Check out the Jerry Douglas Band at Terminal West on Sunday night.